Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents Nick and Cecil. Here's former Denver Bronco Nick Ferguson and 104.3thefan.com Cecil Lanning.
Oh yeah, VIP line we go. Talking to Brandon Marshall, wide receiver, UCF. You remember him with the Denver Broncos, of course. Beginning his career here, starring for the Broncos. Brandon, good evening. Always great talking football with you, and welcome to the show, man.
Hey, thanks for having me, man.
Well, great talking and getting into this new look Denver Broncos, man, with all these wide receivers that they've got. Let's start with the guy that was here. Let's start with Courtland Sutton, because he's got a game. It's somewhat similar to yours, Brandon. And when you came out of UCF, I told everyone on these airwaves, like, this is the guy. That, I mean, you played safety for a year. I mean, you got that buy ball mentality. I said you were the star. Courtland Sutton is a similar player that I had a similar opinion on. What's your opinion, though, of the big man, Courtland Sutton?
Yeah, I mean, I think I would love to get Nick perspective on this because he was on the defensive side and he saw me when I was a young pup. But, you know, just in my initial thoughts and just watching Courtland, he was actually a guy I was high on coming out for college and coming out of college. And I wanted him to come down and actually train with me. He chose to go somewhere else, which was fine. He made a good decision. But he was a guy that I actually wanted to train and work out at my facility. But I think that he's more polished, and this is where I'm excited to hear Nick's perspective on this. You know, I was a dog and great at yak. Some things just came natural to me, but when you talk about like pure receiver, running the entire route tree, high pointing the ball, going deep, running post, running goals, and all of that stuff, like he's doing that at a higher level faster than I did coming into the league. I had to develop that stuff. Like those guys saw, I'm sure that Nick will probably say they saw the potential in me, but like I developed how to go deep. I developed how to run routes correctly. There was a lot that was natural to me, but there were some things that just came after a couple of years of just busting my butt.
Now, B. Marshall, you know, looking with this COVID-19 situation, a lot of guys are not able to work out. Guys are now starting to have these throwing sessions. But how important is it for a wide receiver, a young wide receiver, to develop that chemistry with their quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, that's big, man. And there's so many ways you can go about doing that. You know, it's extremely important. And the easiest thing for us to focus on and talk about is the guys actually getting together and throwing. But Jay Cutler and I, we developed our chemistry by going to Earl's, you know, going to Earl's and having those bang on those dry rub wings, bro. And he's the first one that introduced me to freaking Pinot Noir. And, you know, that's how Jay and I developed our relationship. But when we got on the field, Jay and I, we didn't have to talk about, you know, what coverage was what or have to give hand signals. We literally looked at each other and knew exactly what we were about to do. And even in the middle of a play, because we were so in sync, it would be two man. And Nick, you know this, two man, the cornerback's job is not to let the receiver inside. Coach will call a slant. Coach Shanahan call a slant. Jay Cutler and I will turn that thing into a whip route where I will run in like I'm running a slant, come back out. And Jay Cutler, in rhythm, will actually throw it to me. Something we never talked about, never even coached. And Jay Cutler, now that's how we developed our relationship, was how close we were off the field. So I think it's important for the guys to develop the relationship, but that can look so many different ways. It could be guys doing what Jay Cutler and I did, spending time off the field, or it could be guys, you know, literally like Peyton Manning and Marvin Harris and Reggie Wayne, where those guys got together and threw over and over and over again, talked through those things. So
He is Brandon Marshall, former Broncos wide receiver. And when we look at this new class that was added, Jerry Jeudy specifically, their first-round pick from Alabama, he's a great route runner. How rare is that for a young wide receiver? What do you remember, Brandon, about learning routes when you first came out of UCF? And what kind of a leg up does this give Jerry Jeudy that he seems to be an almost fully developed route runner from day one?
Yeah, again, another guy was high on coming out the draft. And I keep saying that, and people are like, what do you mean by that? Like, I want to train with this guy. Well, when I got traded from the Denver Broncos to the Miami Dolphins, I opened up a training facility. So since 2011, I've been bringing guys in and training them for the combine. All right. And Jerry Jeudy was another guy that I actually recruited and wanted to come in, and he didn't. But since COVID-19, he's from the South Florida area. I've had the opportunity the last month and a half to train him and him coming to our facility. So I'm seeing this guy up close and personal. This guy is he's an unbelievable talent. The things that jumped out to me when I was recruiting him and watching him was that ability to run routes. I think because we're in South Florida and we play football year round, and now you have this explosion of 7-on-7, these wide receivers are more polished than we were coming out, or the Jerry Rices and Terrell Owens of the world, because they run routes all the time and they have access to our film. They can literally go on YouTube, go on Instagram and pull up Chad Ochocinco's film, Stephon Diggs' film, a Brandon Stokely film. And I think that's why you have guys like Jerry coming in able to separate and run routes the way they do, because that's all they do down here in Florida year round. This kid is special. It's a phenomenal pick by the Denver Broncos. I love it. I love it, love it, love it. And he's also a good person. He's humble. You know, he's coachable. I just enjoy being around him every single day. So, you know, him being with Cortland and Lop, great tandem, great threesome.
Well, Brandon, we've all heard over our years some negative things said about Jay Cutler. We know the smoking Jay Cutler meme from Chicago. Tell us something about Jay Cutler in your experience with him that will shed a different light on who he is as a player.
Yeah, when you're in Jay Cutler's circle, if you're in his foxhole, you're truly family. He takes care of you. There's not a better friend. There's not a better person that you can do life with. You know, as everyone know, probably listening right now, you know, they know my career in Denver was rocky. I was in a lot of trouble. I was arrested. And the guy that was by my side all the time was Jay Cutler. You know, even like the stuff that people didn't hear about when, you know, I had no money because I, you know, went to Vegas and it was my first time ever gambling. I never heard what blackjack was, and I lost $60,000. Who bailed me out? Jay Cutler. Yeah. So, you know, yes, I mean, Jay Cutler, you know, you get a bad rap, and rightfully so. But from my experience and through my hard times and the things that I had to mature from, you know, Jay Cutler was the guy that I could depend on when I was in Denver, not only just to, you know, be right there, but he also held me accountable. Brandon, you know you can't do that. Brandon, you know that's not right. Come on, Brandon, you're better than that. So the thing I would say is when you're in Jay Cutler's circle, there's not a better friend.
Could talk football with Brandon Marshall all night, that is for sure. Brandon Marshall, former Broncos wide receiver, talking to us here, Nick and Cecil. Brandon, final one for you. You know, great quarterback play. Can Locke be the guy? Do the Broncos have a real franchise quarterback here?
I'm going to be honest, man. I don't know. I love his swagger. Okay. I love his swagger, but I haven't seen enough. And I'm a terrible scout, okay? Like, I'm the guy that a guy comes in, they have one good practice, I'm like, oh, my goodness, he's going to be a freaking Hall of Famer. I'm running up to the general manager saying, please give this guy an extension. I'm that guy. But then 2 weeks later, this guy drops 10 balls or they throw 20 picks. Like, I don't know. But one thing I do love about him is his swagger, and I think that's what everybody loves. You know, he's relatable, you know, so he's a great locker room guy. And, you know, a lot of times when you see the quarterback position, it's like an untouchable position or unapproachable position. Right. He's the type of guy that sits down at the cafeteria table and the whole team sits around him, right? And that's what I love about him.
Well, B. Marsh, here's something I've always wanted to ask you, and we've never did it because we were teammates. But what was it like for you competing against Champ Bailey every single day and 707 and one-on-ones? How did that make you better as a wide receiver?
No, I mean, let's not just say Champ Bailey. Like, I was going against the best of the best. It was every day. It wasn't just Champ. It was you. It was John Lynch. It was Champ. Even D. Will. We had D. Will at the time. And even Foxworth. So, you know, specifically on Champ, man, it was hard to win against Champ. Like, if Champ wanted to lock you down, and if he wanted you to go through a practice and not catch a ball, he can do that. For me, every time I stepped on a field, my goal was if I can beat Champ Bailey, I can beat anybody in the league. So every day I stepped on that field, that was my goal. Beat Champ Bailey. I get an opportunity. Champ is up there? No. I would get in front of Rod Smith. I would get in front of Brandon Stokely. Well, and Rod, you have to ask why you can't just get in front of Rod Smith. I'm like, Rod, please let me get this rep against Champ, right? Because that was my goal. I never shied away from that. But then once you catch a slant or you finally beat Champ, now I'm sprinting up the field, up the sideline. Now I have to answer to John Lynch or Ferg, Nick Ferg, or you, right? And that was like some of the best practice days of my life. And when one of the reasons why I struggled going to other teams, because the Chicago Bears did it right. Jets, we had to learn how to get it right with Coach Bowles. But the Miami Dolphins, we didn't know how to practice. Like, I'm finishing up the field, and a safety isn't even chasing me, or he's even pushing me, or he's even wrapping up, you know? So, you know, because I practiced against you guys at that level every day we competed, I think it just took my career to a whole nother level, and that's why I was able to play 13 years, and that's why I was able to have so much success, is because I actually came into a program with veterans that did it right. Like, it didn't matter what it was, what day it was, off season, in season, you know, conditioning. When we went out there, man, we worked and we did it the right way.
Wow. Fantastic, man.
That's awesome. See, I've been trying to tell Sisu about the standard that I was used to, you know, being here part of the organization, and you just pretty much summed it up, man. It's a pleasure.
It's different. Yeah, it's different. It's different. It's changed now, man. Like, now, man, guys don't even catch the ball and finish up. Now, DBs don't wrap up or chase the guy. Like, it's so different. And I was able to play a little bit of old school football with you guys. But then I just retired just not too long ago, so I was able to be around this new wave, and it's not the same.
Well, man, it's a pleasure having you on. I know it's been a while since we've spoken. We're definitely going to change that, but appreciate you giving us some of your time. And, hey, you're always welcome here on the Nick and Sisu Show. Always.
I love it. I appreciate it, man. Thanks for having me.
All right, man. Stay safe.
All right. Thanks, Brandon. And there we have him. Brandon Marshall, former Broncos wide receiver. Simply fantastic. Again, Nick, we could talk football with him all night.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.